The Gemara continues, Daf Nun Daladom and Aleph. The Gemara just finished saying, we dashed, was the Oren Nignaz Bim Koimoi, or was the Oren Nital Bovel? And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that it was Nignaz Bim Koimoi from the Pasuk that says, V'yihu Shom Adayoyim Azeh. It says over there, Adayoyim Azeh. Adayoyim Azeh means that it was Nignaz Bim Koimoi. Continues the Gemara, five lines from the top, Nun Dalad Omed Aleph. Whenever it says the word Ad Yom, it means La'olam. This is referring to the Pasuk in Shoftim that is saying in regard to the Yevusim, it says Bakibush Oretz, it says Vayevusi Yoshev Yushalayim Loi Horishu B'nei Binyamin. That means B'nei Binyamin would not merish them. That means they remained there. Vayoshev Vayevusi as B'nei Binyamin B'Yushalayim Ad Yom Azeh. And the Yevusim stayed with Binyamin in Yerushalayim Ad Yom Hazeh. So Chanam and Eloi Golu, you're going to tell me Bnei Binyamin were not Golu, because it says Ad Yom Hazeh, the Yevusim did, Bnei Binyamin were there. What happened to Golu's Bnei Binyamin? It says Ad Yom Hazeh. So Gemara, how do we know clearly that they were not there? V'atanya, because we learned in the Brayse as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, Chamisha Mishtayim Shono. This is talking about the 70 years between the Chun Bahabatim after Bais Rishon. It was 70 years for those rebuilt. So in those 70 years, 52 out of those 70 years, Chamishu Mishtayim Shono, Loi Ova Ish Bi Yehuda. Nobody walked through Yehuda. It was desolate. Shenemar, Posuk in Yemiyohu, Al Horim Eso Bechi Venehi. It says about the Horim, I'll be Esi Bechi Venehi, Van the Ois Midbo Kino. So it was desolate. Not an animal, not a bird. Nobody was there. So the Gemara continues, Behemo is Begamatia Chamshin V'shtayim. Behemo is Mem is 40, Hey is 50, and Beis is 52. So it's a Gematria 52. Zokta Ben Eliyokim, so we're dashing that those 52 years, it was desolate. What are we dashing the word behema? He says, because behema behetzim is extra. It already says in the beginning of the pasuk, it says mikneh. It says mikneh. Alabom hashbechem manoiz midbo kino kino b'leish oyve v'lashom kol mikneh. So what do you say? Va'ad behema. Be'ev shemam ad behema. It says mikneh. So the fact that behema is extra, so we dash in the gematria 52. So 52 years, these are the 52 years that it was desolate without anyone. So we see clearly Ad Yom Hazeh does not mean that Binyamin was there the whole time. V'tani Rabbi Yossi Yomer, another raya that it was desolate. Sheva Shonim Niskaima Gofri Sumelach. For 7 years, it was a kiyum din of the posuk of Gofri Sumelach. Destruction. Gofri Sumelach, Srefa. That was where it took place, Be'eretz Yisrael. V'om Rabbi Yochan, my time, Rabbi Yossi, that it was 7 years of Gofri Sumelach. Where do we see that? Zok Demora, Asya Bris Bris. We learn out, Shova Bris Bris. Ksiv Hocha, it says over here, this is talking about Pasuk in Daniel. V'higbir Bris L'rabim Shavu Echot. That means for 1 week. 1 week means for 7 years. One Shavua. For 7 years, there will be a bris l'rabim shavu echod. Uksiv hosom. And it says in Dvorim, v'omru, al asher ozvu es bris Hashem, elekei avoysim ashkos imam, bo yitzir oysim eretz Mitzrayim. So we dash in bris, v'omru al asher ozvu es bris Hashem, elekei avoysim. So we see clearly that this is referring to the 7 years of bris, of we learn out Sheva Shonim, that it was Gofri Sumelach. Sefer Kol Arzah. So we see Al Kaponim was no one lived there, it was desolate. Can't be Gofri Sumelach, sulfur, and all this taking place. So it was desolate. So we see clearly, even though it says Ad Oilom, by the Oren, V'yushom Ad Ayoyim Azeh, even though it says Ad Ayoyim Azeh, Ad Ayoyim Azeh doesn't mean that it's there constantly until today. Because it says the same thing over there, by Eretz Yisrael. And over there it says clearly by Binyamin Ad Ayoyim Azeh. And yet we know it can't be that we're there. Correct. The caver is not a living person. Correct. By a living person, it can't be Ad Yom Hazeh. But during the destruction of the Shaykh, it's Ad Yom Hazeh. It can't be that someone was living. But a caver can be there. Kev can be there from time immemorial. Why not? It's not a stira.
He said the word Ariyam is there means forever.
Right.
Okay.
He's saying bring another raya. What's a raya Kev Rochel Ariyam is there? It says Ariyam is there. That's a Pash Sakro.
Right. We're showing that Ariyam is there doesn't have to be forever.
Right. It can't be because we see clearly Binyamin was not there. Zok di Gemara, Omalei, there's a difference. Hochok Siv Shom. It says, V'yu Shom Adayom Hazeh. There's a word Shom and Adayom Hazeh. Then Ataka means it was there constantly. Hosom, Mashenka Bari Yevusim, where it says that, V'asei Yevusi Yosh Vishlam, L'Rish B'nei B'nyom V'yosh V'yevusi is B'nyom B'nyom V'yishlam. Adayom Hazeh, don't say the word Shom. Hosom Loik Siv Shom. Zok di Gemara, when it says Shom and Adayom Hazeh, then it means it was there constantly. V'cholakat Siv Shom L'Oilamu. Meisve, I'll ask you the following question. This is a posuk in Divrei Hayomim. Umehem min b'nei Shimon. It says from the b'nei Shimon. Holchul I say they went to Haseir. Anoshim chomish meis, 500 people. Uplatyo, unaayo, urefoyo, vuzil, b'nei yishei, b'roishom. And they went, vayakwesh eres apleit ol amolek. They went to destroy and kill Amalek. Vayesh vushom ad hayoyim azeh. It says that they lived there ad hayoyim azeh. It says the word shom, and it says ad hayoyim azeh. And yet we know they're not there. Why? Ukwa ola sacherev melech asher u'bilbil kol ha'rotzos. We know sacherev mixed up everything. This really the kasha, a ride that was sacherev was bilbil, so we know Binyamin wasn't there either. Could have asked this from here. But we asked Bitzad, but they couldn't live there, wasn't inhabited. But here we're saying, be'etzim it can't be that B'nai Shimon are still in ha'aseir, even though it says shom and ad hayoyim azeh. The pasuk says clearly. The pasuk says clearly that it was Bilbil. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Shenemar v'asir v'asir gvulois amim v'asudoseim shoysati." That means v'asir, meaning I'll remove. Gvulois amim, the boundaries of the nations, that means the borders, vasudoseim soisati, and I took their oitzores, their oitzres. So it says clearly the boundaries were blurred, they were removed. So we see clearly that there, and he removed the boundaries, it means bon sachev, ubilbos oilam. So it can't be that shom and adayom azeh means oilam. So what then the oran is no raya that it was niklas bim kormia because it says shom adayom azeh. The oilam is no raya. The oilam it could be that the oran was nigla. The no raya was at ad yom hazeh. It was nignaz bin koimoy because of the word shom and ad yom hazeh. Zok di gemara a third sheet. The meaning we had in machloikas was the oran nignaz bin koimoy or was the oran nigla lebovel. Zok di gemara seemingly a third sheet that it was not bim koimoy in the kodesh hakadoshim and not bebovel, but it was nignaz somewhere else. Where? Zok mo amgav nachman tonne vechachom oimrim. Oran belishkas dira etzim ayaganus. It was nignaz in the dira etzim. The dira etzim was where they kept the firewood, and the kahanim that were psulim, they were balimumin, couldn't do avoida. But what they did do is they were able to go through the firewood to make sure that they're not mituloyim, they're not rotting, they don't have worms in there. They would remove the worms. If it's wet, if it's moist, it can be used. If it's wormy, it has to be removed. That was their job. So Mele v'choma oimrim, Oran belishkas dira etzim ayaganus. That's where it was. Omer Rav Nachman Bayitzo, Gafan Onam Etanino. I know that it was also in the Dira Eitzim. I'll prove it to you from the following Maisa. Maisa, B'koy Nechat Shoy Misasek. It was a coin that was Misasek. He was busying himself, playing around. That's a Loshon Rashi. Where's Misasek? Oh, Misasek, towards the top. 10, 15 lines from the top. Misasek, Betil V'schoik. He was playing around with the hatchet, with the axe that they had to be matliya, they ate him. And what happened? The Maisi was being misasi. He can't be kalas roish in this fortum in Dira ate him. So what happened? Maisi b'koy nechat shoy misasik b'koy ritzpo meshuna michav yisrael. He saw one of the balatas, one of the floors on the ritzpo was different than the other ones. Zog Rashi, ritzpo meshuna achz min atablois shal shayish b'ritzpo ro gvoya michav yisrael was higher. The haven shall secure, they must have been removed and there's a treasure under here. Me'acher shenizra shom. So the what's it called? I think it was in Shkolim. In Shkolim, so the Tos Yontif. Oh, the Tos Yontif in Shkolim says we see that even by the Chum Bayis Rishon, the floor remained. Because it says clearly that it was, this took place in Bayis Rishon, and we're going to Zit. Not in Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was no Oren. So we see that the Balatas were the same ones that were removed, and to Mashmois that it was the same floor. The Chum was...
It says they plowed it.
Oh, Tzion Saletechash.
That is interesting.
That's Bayis Rishon.
Unless you say that the Nevu of Micha, even though he lived in Bayis Rishon, of Tzion Saletechash, is referring to the Chuban of Bayis Sheni, but Lo'olam, the floor in Bayis Sheni was like the floor in Bayis Rishon. Others learn Lo'olam Bayis Sheni was a different floor. Tzion Saletechash was totally destroyed. Just over here, it was different.
The fact that the Oren was there, it made the Balata look different. The Kedusha of the Oren changed what was on top of it.
Even though it wasn't the same floor, it was a new floor, but this Balata was different.
Akoponim, he saw the Chotzikot Meshuna. Uba Vaidia Eschaveiroi. He wanted to tell his friends, look, something over here. But because he was Megala, about to Megala where the Oren is, V'loi Hispik Ligmas Adov HaTshiyotz and Shmosoi, he was Chayiv Misa. The Yodu be Yichud Shasham Ora in Gonos, they knew it was Gonos over there. Zog to Moga. Oh, so that's how the Mephoshim explain. He's Chayiv Misa because Be'etzim was acting in a Schoik and Kalas Roish in the Mokom HaMikdosh. Zog to Moga.
Why did he die? Because what?
Because he was Misasik, like Rashi calls it, the Teal V'Schoik. Teal V'Schoik. That's when he was punished. The Ebishim meted out the punishment at that moment. Zog to Gemara, my have a Ovid. Oh, so the Gemara Taka says, what did he do? What was his misasik? Omer Reb Chelba misasik bekadumoy hoyo. He was misasik with his axe. So he was with his axe in order to be mevar, the eitzim, the ones that are rotten, and the ones that are usable. But he was misasik playing around. That was not a mokum to be mitayel b'schoik v'kalitz roish, b'til b'schoik. Zog to Gemara, tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel. So we see upon a meraya that it was in the third sheet of Belishka Sa'etim. Tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel, another maisa that also proves the same point. Shnei kane balimumin hoyu, there were two kane balimumin. Hoyu matliyim be'etzim, they were matliyim ne'etzim. V'nish mitok kardum oishal echamen v'nof lasham. And the kardum, the axe, fell off the axe part, fell off the handle. V'nof lasham, and it fell in that place. So either Achlos is going on the Kadum, or Achlos is going on him. The question is, why was he Chayv Misa, according to this? But that's why others don't talk about Achlos on the Kadum. But the point is, they knew there was something over here. It's burning up, it's eating up the Kadum when it fell over there. Zog the Gav Yudu Romi, Gav Yudu has the following stira. Ksiv, there's a posik in Melochim, it says, V'yiru Roshi Abadim. The Badim that were in the Oren, in the Tabois, were poking out and they were seen out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uksiv, and yet there's another posuk. It's actually the same posuk. It says, Vayarichu abadim v'yerohu roshi abadim min ha-kodesh apnei advir v'lo yerohu achutzo. How could it be near and at the same time lo yerohu? V'lo yerohu achutzo. So it's mamish contradictory in the same posuk. Hokeitzad nirin v'nirin. It's nirin v'nirin. Talina me'ochi, what does it mean nirin v'nirin? V'yiru roshi abadim yochel lo yuzozin. You might think that since it says v'lo yosuhu Mimenu, by the Badim and the Tabois, so maybe it means not just it can't be taken out, it can't even be moved, you know, it's unmovable. So you might think it's unmovable, that it's not Zaz in the Tabois. You can extend it. It can't be, the lav is taken out, but you could point it out, stretch it, push it longer, like a bamboo stick, push it out further. So maybe it can stick out into the Baruches. Maybe it actually pokes and goes through the parochus and it tears it, and it's revealed on the other side. It pushes against the parochus. Like two dadi isha shenemar, tzroir hamor doideli ben shodai yolin. So we see that in Chanami, that even though it's not seen, but it's revealed in a way like Shtei Isha that are poking through the Beged. So Mela, that is how the Badim were revealed.
There was not enough room, or they purposely
did? No, they purposely did it like that. Yeah. There's a whole question about the room exactly, because the length of the room and the Oren, there was room. So they pushed it out specifically.
So how do you do the Tarek? You have to bend under the Badim to get in there?
Ein Chanami. You had to be Ben Abadim. Bezman the Oren was there, you had to be Ben Abadim. Correct.
put the machtel between the bottom.
Right. He said, how do you get there? The bottom is in the way. Said, go under it. How tall was the bottom?
Ten
tefach.
You put the
machtel. Yeah, but he stood there. It says, yes, Omachom.
Omachom. Aaron, who was 28, was tall.
Now, the Gemara is going to discuss soon. Be'etzim, we're talking about there's a Zman, there's an Oren, and there's a Zman, there's a Peroiches. Oren is Ba'ez Rishon. Peroiches, we know Pashas is Ba'ez Sheni. The Gemara could have right away from here and asked a steer. The Gemara asked later a different steer from a different Nekuda. But from this Nekuda itself, the Gemara doesn't ask. The fact that the Badim were poking through the Peroiches is what are we talking about? Ba'ez Rishon was an Oren. But by Sheni, there was a Peroiches. So it can't coincide. By Zrishan and Oren, there's no Peroiches. By Sheni, there's Peroiches, but there's no Oren. Oh. So what's this referring to? The Gemara doesn't ask it this way. Let me see soon what the Gemara asks. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Katina. Bishor she Yisrael oilin regel, megalim emes Peroiches. What were you asking? Okay, but we're talking about right now in the Mikdash too. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Katina. Bishor she Yisrael oilin regel, Megalim Nesa Peroiches. Oh, so here we see clearly B'shosha and Regal. This is Taka Zman Beis HaMikdash, no question. Right, right. Here there's a Kasha that's, maybe that's, you're answering that this is clearly, this over here, it's clearly talking about in the Zman HaBayis. Zog the Gemara. Om Ravtina B'shosha Yisrael Oyn Regal, Megalim Nesa Peroiches. They rolled up the Peroiches. Why? Umagalim is a Kruvim. They showed them the Kruvim. They were hugging each other. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most holy place, you see the Kuvim hugging each other to show the Chiva of the Eivisha to us. That's the sign. It's a that the Eivisha has have for us. And that's the Bechina that we're showing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Eivisha has for Klal Yisrael. So that is what we're referring to. Zog the Gemara, the question is as follows. Mosib Rav Chizda, V'lo Yivoru Ligois Kabbalas HaKodesh. It says, V'mesu, you're not allowed to see the Kalim. That means even the Ka'arim, in the Levim, when they traveled in the Midbar, they covered the Kalim. B'shaz the Machanois. When they had to repack, they covered it. Kabbalas HaKodesh, but Kabbalah means it's Mechusa. So we see clearly, come and look, here you're revealing the Aron, you're removing the Parochus. It doesn't make sense. When they put it back in the Nartik, that's what it's referring to. So they shouldn't see it. It depends. Different kufas. When she's in the base of she's only in Ahusa. She's not in the Suah. So it's Numi Bailo. So that's the kufa in the Midbar. It was still a little removed. So Mela in the Midbar was in the Nartik. And Kabbalah is a Kurdish. Kevin Shabosal Beis Chamiyo, Masha Enkin and Zmana Beis Hamikdash, already Beis Chamiyo, so Mela, you're more comfortable. The Chavivis is stronger. Ain't it Zumi Bailo from Hazmash Natsanua, and the Mela, they revealed the Parochas and they showed them the Oren, the Kuvim, Murim Zebazen. Zog the Gemara Mosav Rav Chonah Bar Rav Ktina.
One can't to one Bishas doing what it's supposed to be doing, one is not to travel. When you wrap them,
we'll see soon. The Gemara Nam Beis is going to ask, Man Oyster Ritzoyne, Nader Ritzoyne, we'll see soon. The Chiddush was even Bizman HaChurban, which is the biggest Ein Oyser Ritzoynoi. They were still facing each other.
No, I'm saying not to look at
it. They were looking at each other. That was the Chiddush.
Is when it's in travel, when it's not in the right position. Not
yeah, but the question is, are you allowed to look at the Kalim? Are you allowed to look at the Kalim? It says it covered the Kalim.
You can't look at it when it's in the proper place, doing its proper thing. It's not an obligation to look at it. When the Kruvim are there hugging in the Kajet Kodashim, it's beautiful to look at. When it's in travel state, when it's being wrapped up, Ein Achayim, that's not their chayim to look at it.
What's the difference? You're not allowed to look at the Kalim, the Kedusha of the Kalim, Kabbalah Zakodesh, and here you're revealing them. Zog the Gemara. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers, it depends. Bebeis Chomiyo and Bebeis Oviyo. Bebeis Oviyo is Mizman Behamidbar, and Bebeis Chomiyo is Mizman and Beis Hamikdash. Mosef Rav Chonah Bar Rav Ktina, he asks the following question. Oh, so he's asking the question about the story about the Misasek in the Kadum, and what happened, and he was killed. So what do we see over there? That this is a maisa that what? He was misasik. This is already in this man of the Beis HaMikdash. And he was punished for what? For revealing the makam of the Oren. I receive this man amazing mikdash. It's beis chamiyo, and beis chamiyo, you're not even lift the parochas.
I mean, we want it to be mignas. What's it supposed to be revealed?
But you're allowed to look at it. So why was he being punished for looking at it? So the Meir Arik in Tal Torah says the Gemara's kasha not in the ma'isa in the loshon. The Gemara's misasik. It's going in the ma'isa of the shnei kahanim, because the ma'isa of the kohen echad, he was punished because of a different reason, not because he looked at it. It's because he was mischok v'tiul. Masha'enkin and the second ma'isa with the stam doing their job. And the axe fell in the mokum and it was burnt. So over there we see that we wanted to be hidden. I beis chamiyah, it should be revealed. It's allowed to be revealed. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says even beis chamiyah depends after gerushin or not. So the Gemara omalei nizgash kamrit. This talking about when they were not there was nizgasha. Zashi haimaisa bebei sheni ava. It was after they went into golus after bais rishon. There was a gerushin. La'achshin nizgasha v'chozru. It was. It was not misinissus, it went back. It was nisgashu, but it came back again. So over here, it's really not the same chibah. It's like in the status of the midbar, so you're not so close anymore.
Zogt Gemara nisgashu chozru lechibosa hishoina, like the chibah in the midbar. Zogt Gemara b'mayas kinon, what are we talking about? Inem b'mikdash rishon, meaning we're asking now the etzem din of rolling up the peruches and looking at the kruvim, that doesn't coincide. Peruches is by sheni and kruvim is by rishon. So b'mayas kinon, inem b'mikdash rishon, we have a peruches. Ela b'mikdash sheni, takin there was no amatraxin, so we have a kruvim, there was no kruvim either. So he said, what are we talking about? Now, b'etzem, the Gemara could have asked the same question from the Bein Abadim. That the peruches, the badim stuck out by the peruches, and that also is schwer. Are we talking about peruches? Are we talking about the badim? But the Gemara asks from this case, and Zok the Gemara two terutzim in this kasha. Number one, Zok the Gemara lo elam b'mikdashim. We're talking about bais rishon. I bais rishon. So lechayra there was no peruches. Zok the Gemara my peruches devavi. There was a peruches even in Bais Rishon. Yes, it was amatraxin, but there was also a peruches of Bobby of all the entrances. The Omer Reb Zeir Omer Rab, Shloish peruches are b'mikdash. There were 13 peruches in Bais Rishon. What were the 13? Shiva connected Shiva Shorim. The 7 Shorim, Zog Rashi. What were the 7 Shorim? The Vavi, Zog Rashi, peruches the Vavi, she connected up Sochim, Pesach Ulam, Vehechol, Beis Kotcha Kadoshim, Shloish Re peruches Av Mikdashani, Shiva Lashiva Shari Azora, the 7 Shorim of the Azora. Shtayim Bedvir. 2 of them were between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that Bemokrim Amatraxin, that's in the place of the Amatraxin. That wasn't by Shani. Vishtayim Kenegdon Luchutz. And 2 of them were luchutz, where ben Aliyah say heichel, Aliyah's beis kotcha kadoshim. V'chi heichel zog Rashi, b'mikdash sheni oye peruches connected psochim. Just as in bayis sheni, there was a peruches connected psochim. Hochanan b'mikdash rishon. So there was a peruches. There was a peruches, even though it was amatraxin, it was an area that you looked in, you were able to look in, if not for the peruches. So that's that they rolled up that peruches and they're able to look in. So melech miyushev lo'olam, there's a peruches and there's a kruvim. There's a peruches even in bayis rishon that they rolled up. And likewise, the other question. That la'olam, you can have a peruches, you can have the badim poking through, because even in Bais Rishon, there was taka peruches. Now, the Biskrov in Kuntres on Yuma, he asks, what's b'chal da havamina? There's a fresh apostle in Divrei Yomim that says that it was a peruches, v'haperuches, so trelis, that it was a peruches in Bais Rishon. So he says the havamina was that it's not a shame peruches until it's mavdil bin kodesh and kodesh hakadoshim. V'balt. The you had the amatraxin, so you didn't need it to be a shame peruches to be mavdil, because he beetzim had a havdala. So it's nischalish gevon that even this is called a shame peruches, even though beetzim mitzad being mavdil, you had the amatraxin. Zogdimor, the second teretz is Rav Acha by Yankov Amlo Ilom b'mikdasheni, we're talking about Bayi Sheni. I by Bayi Sheni, the chayra, there was no oren, there was no kruvim. So the Gemara, ukruvim de tzur tahava. We're talking about the kruvim that were made out of a tzura. That means they were engravings. They were mitziyogin in the koisel, all types of chakikas in the walls, and that is what was revealed when they rolled up the peruches. No oilam, we're talking about bayisheni. Bayisheni lechayr, there was no kruvim. Teretz is, we're not talking about the etzim kruvim. We're talking about the tziyurim of the kruvim, and that was taka was revealed when they rolled up the peruches. Now, so the two truths in the Gemara. The first teretz saying lo'olam et bayis rishon, and it was peruches. So that would answer both kashas. Sai, the rolling up, there was a peroiches in Bayis Rishon too, and they saw the kruvim. And Sai, the poking, there was the bottom that poked in the peroiches in Bayis Rishon too, because it was a peroiches above. But in the second third of the Gemara is saying, La'olam, we're talking about Bayis Sheni. So Bayis Sheni, they rolled up the peroiches is good, but what about kruvim? So we're saying, La'olam Bayis Sheni, there was takano kruvim there. But rather, it was just a tzir on the wall. So that would answer this kasha the Gemara asked. But the question of the poking, if there was no Kruvim be'etzim is just tziurim, then you don't have badim poking through the parochas. So that would be shver. We never asked the kasha from that, but l'chari it's shver, what's the pshat? So maybe you have to say, like Eli Shindler once said, that the pshat is that this posik is referring to Dafka the Mishkan. And Abai Sheni the Taka, there was no poking that took place by Ben Abadim. In Mishkan, there was a din of the badim and the parochas that poked through Kedad Yisho. So Zog the Gemara, what's this Kruvim de Tzuta? Zog the Gemara, like we see befeirish, steht der Posuk in Melochim. Ves kol kiras habayis mose meisav kola pituchei miklois kruvim usmoiros pituchei tzitzim melefnim melechitzoin. All different designs. Vetzipa, and the Posuk continues, Vetzipa zov miyushal ha-mechuka. There was a tzipui of zov on his mechuka. Uksiv, and the pasuk continues weiter in Melachim. Kme'ayel kme'ar ish ulevuyos, like a person is hugging his levoya. Meaning, zok the Gemara Omer Rabba Rav Shila, zok the Gemara Daf Nun Dalad Amid Beis, ki ish hamu'ura bilevoya shaloi. Zok Rashi, hanidbak v'chovuk b'ishter ben zroi yosov. And that's the image of the kruvim. Ki me'ish hama'ara b'levoya shaloi. So that's the spitz kedusha. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's ki'ish hama'ara, meaning chibuk of an ish and ishtoi, to show the love of the Eibush that has chavivus hamokam for us, is taka described in such a fashion. So Kaponim, the Gemara has two terutzim on the etzim kasha. How do you have kruvim and how do you have peroiches? The chori kruvim is ba'is rishoin and peroiches is ba'is sheni. One teretz is la'olam we're talking about Bayis Rishon. It was peroiches and Bayis Rishon too. Peroiches the bavi. Second teretz is, and the havin was just that's not a shame peroiches because it's not a peroiches a mavdil because you have the amatraksin that's mavdil, so it's not a shame peroiches. Kamashlon that's also called peroiches. And the second teretz is the Gemara is saying la'olam we're talking about Bayis Sheni. I but Bayis Sheni was nignaz. We're talking about kruvim the tzurta. And the poking that whole pasuk is talking about dafka by the mishkan ein chami Bayis Sheni. There was no kruvim. There was no badim that were poking. We'll stop over here at the top of Nundalad Omid Beis.